Okay. Baruch everybody. Rosh Yom Kippur. I wanted to do a topic that's going to bridge some of what we've been doing already, including Seder Avodah of Yom Kippur, Parshas Vayelech, Mitzvah of Hakel, which we read about yesterday, and it's also the year of Hakel. It's the Sukkot after Shemitah that we're approaching. So I thought of an interesting bridge between all of the above, and that's a common Kriyas HaTorah that we find in all of these special occasions. Specifically, we're going to see in a few minutes that part of the Seder Avodah of the Kohen Gadol, which we didn't really focus on that particular Nekuda, we spoke about the Karbanos, but there's a particular point in the Seder Avodah that the Kohen Gadol does a Kriyas HaTorah in the Ezras Nashim, the Beis HaMikdash. He reads certain parts of Chumash that speak about Yom Kippur. Some of it he reads from the Sefer Torah, a Sefer Torah, we'll see exactly what Sefer Torah it was, and then some of it he reads Baal Peh. And we find an interesting parallel during Hakel. Hakel is, of course, a mitzvah that we read about in Parshas Vayelech, after the Shemitah year, in the Chag HaSukkos. That's how Chazal interpret what it means in the Pasuk, Miketz Shev HaShanim Ben Moish Shnas HaShemitah B'Chag HaSukkos. The Sukkos after Shemitah. So it's the Pasuk, when there's going to be Aliyah L'Regel, Mass Aliyah L'Regel, Tikra Es HaTorah Hazos Neged Kol Yisrael B'Oznehem. Now, it doesn't say in the Torah exactly who's to read it. The Pasuk says Moshe is commanding Klal Yisrael, and he says Tikra, and the way that we see Chazal took it, and the question is how they know this, and there's a discussion in Minchas Chinuch and others, if this is Ma'akev or not. But the Lashon of Rashi and the Chumash, always good to see Rashi together with Pesukim, HaMelech HaYakore, the king would read, now it says, Es HaTorah HaZos, what did he read? It says, Rashi, Mitchilas Ela HaDvarim, beginning of Sefer Dvarim, the fifth book of the Chamishul Chumshei Torah. It doesn't mean he read all of Sefer Dvarim. We'll see exactly which parts of Sefer Dvarim that were read. We have an old minhag that on Hoshana Rabba, Leil Hoshana Rabba, people get together, or even if you're not together in a minyan, maybe just by yourself, to read all of Mishnah Torah. Maybe there's some connection there, but that's every Hoshana Rabba. Here we're talking about specifically a Kriyas HaTorah of Hakel, which was done with a mass gathering of people. The Melech would read Mitchias El Advarim, certain parts of Sefer Dvarim, the Mesechet Sota, Al Bima Shel Eitz, Shoisin Ba'azara. And again, this is in the same location, as we'll see, as where the Kohen Gadol would be. And this is an interesting inyan, this Hakel idea that we'll get soon to the Lashon of Rambam, some unbelievable passages in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chagiga. He describes the significance of Hakel. Everybody was there, Anashim, Banashim, Bataf, you must have heard drushes already, you'll hear more drushes coming up in the upcoming Chag of Sukkot, the messages of Hakel. And it says, everyone, even the Taf, even people who didn't really understand, but there's something about the experience itself that the Melech would read the Inyan of Sefer Dvarim, parts of Sefer Dvarim. Just those of you who are in Eretz Yisrael, is anyone here? Aaron is here, I think, on the Zoom, right? So those in Eretz Yisrael will be hearing a lot about Hakel because there is a minhag, I don't know if exactly to call it that or not, but to do a Zeicher LaHakel. And there's been a lot of discussion about this inyan. In other words, is there an inyan to do it? We don't really have the way to do it. It used to be chatzotzros were blown. We don't have that. And b'chal, the way that it was done, it was supposed to be the melech reading in the Ezras Nashim, and you can we're all Tamei Mason today. Is there any inyan of this? There was a kuntris called Zecher LeMikdash that was written by the Aderes. The Aderes, you know, was the father-in-law of Rav Kook, famous goyin who was well regarded by many of the Gedolim in Europe. He wrote many kuntres. He was prolific. He even wrote an autobiography. Prolific Talmid Chacham and writer. He ended up coming to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. So one of his many essays was a kuntres called Zecher LeMikdash, all about Mitzvahs Hakel, and he had many interesting haskamis. Rabbi Yosef Duber Halevi, the Beis Halevi, Rav Shmuel Malavar, and Rabbi Yitzchak Panevizer, and many others. And there was also the end of that kuntris. There's a long essay by Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Herzog, who used to be a rabbi rashi in Eretz Yisrael. This is from Tafshin Hay, 1945. Kuntris Zecher LaHakel. So if you want to read a little bit about the back and forth about this issue that is, again, still done today, I guess they get the president of Israel to do it, to read. So you can read a little bit about a lot of the interesting literature. But be that as it may, we're going to try to go through the Makoros and try to see some interesting parallels between the Kriyas HaTorah that took place at Hakel and the Kriyas HaTorah took place every Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol. Let's begin with the Makoros. There are two places in Shas that we have to look to see about the Kohen Gadol, and one place to look to see about Hakel. So let's start with Meseches Yuma, which is the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And we went through the way that the Prakim lay out. We know that the second Tevila was jam-packed with many specific Avodos that the Kohen Gadol had to perform. This was done the Big Day Lavan, and we discussed the Arichas. You can go back over the Shir and view it. The Karbanos that they had to bring, and the Viduyim that he did on the Par, and the Hagrola that took place in between, the Shechita Sapar, the Zvika Sapar, in the various places, Kodesh HaKadashim, and the other side, and then the Sayer, Hashem, the same, and then the mixture of the blood, and all the various things related to that, giving the Torah, bringing the Torah inside. Okay, then he had to send out the Sayer Azazel. He had to wait till he heard that the Sayer Azazel had been sent out and had arrived in the Midbar. This is what we're holding in Perek Shvi of Yuma. So Perek Shishi ends with a Mishnah. You can look at Samaches on the days in Yuma if you have in the packet. And the Mishnah tells us in the last Mishnah of the sixth Perek that they told the Kohen Gadol, Higia Sayer Midbar. So the Kohen Gadol just got word that the Sayer had arrived, the Sayer had arrived in the Midbar. When he heard that, the next thing that happens is, and if you follow the Piyut, you'll see it. In Atta Konanta, you'll see it more in detail. In the Amitz Koach, it's basically three words. Shoag, Seder Yom, the Shin. The letter Shin, Shoag, the Lashin, he proclaimed. In the Atta Konanta, you'll have a little more details that fill in what we have here in the Mishnah. Bolo Kohen Gadol, Perg Bolo. Now you know what's called Bolo. Bolo Kohen Gadol Likros. The Kohen Gadol is now coming to read the parsha in the Torah about Yom Kippur. It says the Mishnah in Ratzel Likros, the Big Day Boots, he can keep the Big Day Lovin that he's been wearing all this time for the various avodos of the second tefillah. He can keep it on. Big Day Boots are the linen garments. Kore, he can keep that on for the Kriyas HaTorah. The Imlav, Kor Bitzris Lovin Mishalo. If he wants, he can wear a different garment, which is his own. What exactly happens? Chazana Knesses, so there's a whole ceremony in showing cover to the Kohen Gadol till the Kohen Gadol gets the Sefer Torah. What Sefer Torah? We'll soon see. Chazana Knesses, no tell Sefer Torah. There's a Chazana Knesses, that's his title. So there was some kind of a shul, you could say, next to the Azara, a synagogue. He would take a Sefer Torah. Benos no Rosh HaKnesses, that's another person. He's the Shamish, he gave it to the Rosh HaKnesses. Another officer, Rosh HaKnesses knows no Iskan. Iskan was the one who assisted Kohen Gadol. Haskan knows no Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol Omeid Umekabel, he stands and he receives the Sefer Torah, Vikore, and he reads the following. First, Achrei Mos. Okay, that we're all familiar with. That's what we read on Yom Kippur by day. That's the Psukim from the beginning of Pashas Achrei Mos. A total of 34 psukim. Right? That's the parsha of Achrei Mos that goes through the Seder Avoda. After he finishes that, he reads the Ach Ba'osor. What is Ach Ba'osor? That's Parshas Emor, which we call Parshas HaMoadim. We know Shor Kesav Ueis. We read on Yom Tovim. It goes through the cycle of the Moadim. And after Rosh Hashanah, so the next section begins. It's not a new. It's after Rosh Hashanah by Davar Shem Moshe Limor. It's the same Aliyah. Ach ba'asar chodesh hashvi azeh yom kippurim hu. So he reads Ach ba'asar, and there's a couple of psukim over there that deal with Yom Kippur until Shabbos Shabbosan hulachem tish b'su shabbatchem. So that's the second section that he reads. Now there's another place in Chumash that describes Yom Kippur. Where is that found? In Parshas Pinchas. That begins, that's in the Parshas HaMusafim. Whenever we have second Sefer Torah read for Musaf, right? Shabbos, we don't take out a second Sefer Torah for the Shabbos Musaf, but every other occasion, we read from the Parsha Pinchas. So in the Musaf of Yom Kippur, it begins with the words, Uve Asor. Again, Parsha Pinchas, Uve Asor, Chodesh Yibazem, Bekwesh Yilchem, they craft them Olo, Hashem Yach Nichoach, and go through Pabe Bako Echad, Ayle Echad, Pesem Nesha Hashem Tmimim, Tmim Yilchem, and so on. So that is a little further in the Sefer Torah than Emor. Emor and Achimos are pretty close. They're both in Sefer Vayikra. So because of Tircha de Tzibura, says the Mishnah something interesting. At that point, the Golo Sefer Torah, he rolls the Sefer Torah that he just read from Achimos and Emor, Umanicho Becheko, puts it in his lap, but Omer, he says, Yosef Mashikwasi Lufnechem Kosov Khan. More than what I've read is written in the Sefer Torah, but he doesn't actually roll to that point, but he reads it Bal Peh. Uva Osar Shabachomesh HaPikudim, that Sefer Bamidbar, Kori Al Peh. Someone asked me before when you were doing Hachana, why doesn't have a second Sefer Torah? So the answer is because what would people think? That the first Sefer Torah was Pasul. So that's why.
What changed now?
What?
What changed now that we.
Okay. What? That's a kasha Tosfos Yeshanim. If you look at the side, this is a good question. What gives him the right to read Bal Peh? So this is getting to another interesting question, which we can begin thinking about. This halach of Kriyas Torah, is he being motzi anybody? Words, why don't you usually read Al Peh? Because you motzi others. What's the halach, what's this idea of the Kriyas Torah? Before we even go on with the brachas afterwards, what's the makor b'chlal of this Kriyas Torah? Is this a din d'oraisa? Is it a din d'rabban? Is it a din of the Kohen Gadol? What exactly is it? The Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnah takes for granted that this is all a takanas chachamim. This is going to be different than what we're going to get to Hakel, which is clearly a mitzvah d'oraisa, tikras atorazos. But the Tosfos Yontif says, I'm looking here in Yuma, but Mistama, it's all, you know, Kobi says it also in I'm looking in Sota, Kobi says it also in Yuma. It's a kriyas kohen gadol yom kippurim, eino ela takana uminhag me'anshei kneses hagdola. This is what he says on the Mishnah in Sota that we'll soon get to. Rashi could be mashma differently. Rashi quotes the Gemara Daf Hei Yuma. Rashi immediately on that Mishnah, ba likros es haparsha, zok Rashi di alfina mimiluyim. Darmin beperakama daf heil midays and yuma minayin shaf mikra parsha ma'akev. The Gemara has a drasha. The Gemara learns out that within 7 days, we're already in the 7 day window before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was quarantined in his special room chamber to be misrago b'avoda. And we learn out the Gemara says one of the makoros is from the miluyim that we had 7 days prior to the Shmona, the day of Yom HaShmini, the Aaron Ubanav who were stationed at Pesach HaOmoed, and we have a drasha, Kashativa, Kashasa B'Yamzet, Siva Shem Lassu Sechaper Aleichem, and we learn out that there should be any of Prisha Pazayin Yomim before Yom Kippur. So the Gemara has a drasha earlier in connection to reading the parsha. Apparently by the Miluyim, there was also some kind of a Kriyasa parsha. We know that the particular Karbonos of Miluyim, where are they mentioned? We know in Chumash. Parshas Tetzaveh, the Zeadav Shetasalem, after the Big Dikuhuna section comes the Zeadav Shetasalem, and you have the specific Karbonos that they were Nitzdavu for the Miluyim, and then the carrying out of it is in Parshas Tzav. That leads up to Parshas Shmini, which is the Yom HaShmini with Miluyim, right? So the Parsha of the Miluyim, of the Tzivoy, is in Parshas Tetzaveh. So the Gemara has a drasha, Daf Hei, Rashi quotes it here, that Mikra, right? Mikra, Parshas Miluyim, Shinitztava, Beva'ata Tetzaveh, Omar Lehem Litzibur, Be'esri Mushlosha Ba'adar, Kishishchila Miluyim, Behikila Sa'eda, they gathered a Pesach Olmoed, Vatikoya Ho'eda, Vayom Moshe Ho'eda, Ze'adav Ashatziva Hashem Lassos, Umikros Halo Ba'asiyas Miluyim B'tzavis Aaron. So it sounds like Rashi takes this inyan of a mikra that they used to have to read the parsha of Miluyim, and they would read the parsha of the avoda of Yom Kippur. Again, maybe it's only an asmachta, maybe it's not a real drasha gemura, unclear. But there was a halacha that the Kohen Gadol would have a certain point in the seder avoda where he would do a kriyas haTorah. That's what we know so far from the Mishnah here in Yom.
I don't know if Rebbe is planning on getting it in the Rambam, but the Rambam says it's not part of the Avodah, so it's that Mashmah also.
We'll get to the Rambam, the two Rambams together. Okay, now the Mishnah continues, and then we'll carry this over to the Mishnah and Sota, and we'll see how it all has a parallel in Hakil. So separate from the Kriyas HaTorah, there were brachos that were said. Now the Mishnah focuses on brachos that were said seemingly afterwards, unless you assume that part of what the Mishnah is going is also on a bracha before. See, typically when you get an aliyah, so you have a bracha that you say before, Asher Baruch Banu, and a bracha afterwards. At the time of the Mishnah, wasn't every Oleh. It would be the first Oleh. You know, those who were Megillah, I'm sure everyone learned Megillah. The first Oleh would say the bracha Asher Baruch Banu. The last Oleh would make the second bracha Chenasa on Torah Sabbath. So exactly what happened over here. So test the Mishnah further. After he does the Kriya Al-Peh from Parshas Pinchas, Umevarech Oleh Shmona Brachas. He would say on the Torah that he read, he would say eight brachos. What are the eight brachos? Says the Mishnah, Al HaTorah, Ve'al HaAvoda. Let's count. Al HaTorah, Ve'al HaAvoda. So we'll see what these things means. Ve'al HaHoda, Ve'al Mechilas HaAvon, Ve'al HaMigdash Bifnei Atzmo, Ve'al Yisrael Bifnei Atzman. Now, Ba'al Yerushalayim b'fnei atzma, Ba'al HaKohanim b'fnei atzman, now I'm already with eight, Ba'al Shar HaTfilah. Now, notice, it's a hushel and a girsa here. Some take out one of these. Okay, so if you take one of them, then you have eight. But what does Al HaTorah mean? Does Al HaTorah go on the bracha lefaneha and lachareha? Is it counted as Imam Pisham Shai, it's in the Ramash, then it counts as one? Or was there no bracha lefaneha? There's a whole tumult, Tosis Yantif and others, a whole tumult. This we can't go through all the details. This could be for your homework. But really, just to see what the haris, you know, we'll try to bring whatever we could out in the fundamentals. But really, there are a lot of details. So just to look a little bit, the Rashi, just here, we'll see soon in Sota as well, the parallel. It says Rashi, Ala Torah means bracha shalachareha, asher nasan lanu. So for some reason, according to Rashi, there was no mention of Asher Baruch HaBanu. Either that, or it doesn't count, or it's not. It wasn't said. You have to know why not. That's Al HaTorah. The Al HaAvoda. See, we have after Berachos HaTorah, we have a bracha that the last bracha is Al HaTorah v'Al HaAvoda. No. Don't get confused here. That's not what we're talking about. Al HaTorah is one bracha, which is the Berachos HaTorah. For Rashi, it's Bracha L'Achareha. For the Rambam, it's Mashmah, they're going on both. The Bracha L'Fana and Bracha is counted maybe as one. The Al HaAvoda is the Bracha V'tsei. So Rashi, V'tsei V'amacha Yisrael, V'tsei Ratz HaAvoda, B'dvir B'secha. It's a little bit different, but more or less like our Nusach. But of course, the Chasima can't be our Chasima of Hamav Zeh Shechinas HaLitzio, and this was in the Beis HaMikdash after all. So what was the Chasima? What we have in many Nuschos, we have by Yeshoosh Regalim and also on Hashem Kippur, Shaos Chalavatcha Beyer and Navo. But the Goyin wasn't Mishanda the Chasima, but most of us do. This was the Chasima in the Migdash. This is the Bracha of Al HaAvoda. That's the second Bracha. Next, the Al HaHoda. What is Al HaHoda? That's the Bracha that we are familiar with, that follows Ritzei, right? The Bracha of Modim. Modim Menach Nalach, Ad HaTov Lecha Lehodos. So you have the bracha of Hashem Nasan Taras Emes, bracha Shachareha, the bracha of Betsei, because it makes sense, Hashem should be favor the avodah that we do, the inyan of Modim, and Rashi explains that Modim and Betsei go together. That's what we know in Shemona Esrei. They're like one inyan. The Gemara Megillah talks about the sequence of brachas in Shemona Esrei and explains that Hodav Avodah Chadam Nosi, based on a pasuk, Rashi quotes it here as well. So Rashi tells us, Avoda b'shvil avoda sha'avad va'oda smucha la'avoda based on the pasuk zabeach todi chadnani, so that goes together. The inyan of avoda is moda tashem, that everything is from you, and avoda is also giving up everything to Hashem. So the themes are very interlocked. So avoda and avoda go together. Okay, then says the Mishnah, the next bracha, now looking more carefully, is al mechilas sha'avon. This is very much tied into Yom Kippur. So what is that bracha? Says Rashi, Mechol Avonaseinu b'yom ha-kippur mazeh, Ad melech mocha b'saleach avonaseinu. So we know this bracha from our davening Yom Kippur. This is the bracha, the last paragraph of the bracha Kedushas Hayom, right? The bracha that starts with Ata V'chartanu, right? And then we go to Batitan Lanu, and then we have the last paragraph, Okem Kevaseinu, instead of Ritzeinu Chaseinu, what was on Shabbos, what do we say in Yom Kippur, those who remember from last Yom Kippur, B'cholam Nesim Yom Kippur, B'chei V'avev Shemim Neginecha, and so on and so forth. And then the Chasima is, Baruchat Hashem Melech Mocha V'Saleach Av Nesim. So that's a bracha that would be said after the Kriyas HaTov, the Kohen Gadol, right? After, it's interesting, so we would say that bracha before it's say, right? It's a good riddle. When do we say the bracha of Melech Mocha V'Saleach Av Nesim after Modim, after it say? Typically we say it before the Kohen Gadol, right? He would say it say, then Modim, then he would go back and say this bracha of Mocha V'Saleach, right? Melech Mocha V'Saleach, that is the bracha of Mechilas HaAvam. Then there was a bracha al hamigdash b'fnei atzmo. Al hamigdash says Rashi, what is this? It's something different. Mispalel al hamigdash. It's a tefillah for the base of migdash that it should be sustained. I guess the chosim baruch shebarcha b'migdash. We see the Rambam certain slight shinuyim in what exactly was the chasima. Rashi is baruch shebarcha b'migdash. Okay. Then Rashi has v'ala kohanim. Again, whole question of the gears exactly. We have in our Al Yisrael B'fnei Atzman, Al Yishalayim, Rashi didn't seem to have that. However it is, it has to add up to eight. So you have to know what's in and what's out. But meanwhile, we have Abraham Mechilas Ha'avon, Al HaMikdash, and then we have Al Kohanim, Mispal Al Kohanim, V'chosim Baruch Shebocha B'Zara Shel Aaron, V'chein Al Yisrael. So Rashi had Kohanim, Rashi had Yisrael, maybe Rashi didn't have Yerushalayim. Okay. And then it says the Al Shara Tfila, and it's unclear what that means. Rashi says, we'll see the Gemara what that means. So there were these various brachas that were said after the Kriyas HaTorah. Some of them we're somewhat familiar with. Some of them are completely unique, right? But that's here by the Kohen Gadol. Finally, the Mishnah makes another comment that there was an option for somebody who could see the Kohen Gadol reading the Torah. See, obviously, maybe here as well, if he was close enough. Or he might be seeing something else going on simultaneously, and that is taking out the Parvus Soyer, those that are going to be, that were sprinkled inside Kodesh HaKadoshim, but they were totally burnt, Parvus Nisrom, Sivu Nisrafim. So that's going on at the same time. So Haroah Kohen Gadol Shul Kore, Ein Haroah Parvus Soyer Nisrafim, and vice versa, Haroah Parvus Soyer Nisrafim, Ein Haroah Kohen Shul Kore. Not because you're not in a Rashoi, El says a derech chokah, and therefore they're happening at the same time. It sounds like it wasn't an absolute chiyuv. This much it can be medayik, like we touched on before, to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Because if it was, then what's the shaila? I mean, let me say that you have to hear Kriyas HaTorah. No, you don't. It wasn't a chiyuv. You could do that, and you could take in the Kohen Gadol's Kriyas HaTorah, or you could see something else going on. They're not happening. They're happening too far away from each other. That person couldn't be in two places at the same time. Yes.
What's the
burning of the Parvus Soyer, it was taken out. Yotzim chutz l'machane b'sarfu ve'esh, the parts of the animals, the two animals that the blood was sprinkled. Remember, the Soyer Hashem had its blood sprinkled in Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh and the Par as well. And then they were mixing the blood together, and then they put the 11 Mohazos on the four corners of the Chatanimi and the seven on the top. All the things that we discussed, right? Those two Karbanos, the power of the Kohen Gadol and the Soyer Hashem, right, were both completely burnt. So the pasuk says, go back to Pesukim Nachri Mos, Yotzim Chutz Machane B'Sarfu Va'esh, somebody could opt to see that going on, or someone could opt to hear the Kohen Gadol reading the Torah. This is the Mishnah.
Because how many those would be a chiyuv to see?
It doesn't say there is a chiyuv. It just says that you couldn't be present for both. It doesn't.
I'm saying
right. Chavos et Sibur, yeah, it had to be done. Right, it had to be done. Chavos et Sibur, yeah.
What are the last words in the Mishnah? Melech Hashem Shalak Achas. I think there's like a connection between the two that are similar or they're related.
I mean, it was done at the same time. Is what it means.
Shalak Achas
means that they paralleled each other. I think that means that they were happening at the same time. Okay, this is the Mishnah. Now, there are a number of things in the Gemara. We're not going to be able to go through all the details. Again, you can see this on your own. The whole Indian that they had, the one giving it to the other, one giving it to the other, and he's standing and he's sitting. We'll see that a little bit in the Rambam. Just in terms of what the Mishnah did not make clear, Rashi says the Gemara explains it. What was this last bracha that was said after going through Migdash and Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Kohanim, Sharat Tfila. What does all that mean? Our Sharat Tfila. Look at that ayin. So Tanu Rabbanan, right before the new Mishnah, Daf Ayin, Ushara Tfila, what does that mean? Rina Tchina Bakasha Milfanach. This was a bracha as well, with a chasima. This was a tfila that was said by the Kohen Gadol that everybody's personal needs should be fulfilled. Very nice. In other words, Rina Tchina Bakasha Milfanach, Amcha Yisrael Shetzvichim Leivasha, everyone who needs a Yeshua, V'chosem B'shamea Tfila. That was the last. That was the last thing. Right? Rashi explains to Ravana, Shara Tfila Shnur B'Mishnah Kachi Rina Tchina Bakasha Mufanacha Amcha Yisrael Shtvichim Livasha. Then something else interesting happened. Okay, and that is, says the Braisa, Achakach. After this conclusion of the Sefer of the Kriyas HaTorah and the brachas that followed, Kol Echad VeEchad, every individual who was there, maybe Sefer Torah Mibeso. Literally sounds like they brought it now, but Rashi says it can't mean that. They had to have brought it before. But they brought a Sefer Torah, the Koribo, and they would do their own personal Mavesedra, what are you going to call it? They would read, Kidei Laharas Chazusa L'Rabim, to show its beauty to others. Interesting. To show the Indian of Hidur. Okay, Rashi says, Laharas no yo shall Sefer Torah, but Teferas Balash, Atach, Lesnaras, the Mitzvah, Sekei Vanveyu. We know this is a segue to Lulav Noah, Sukkis. Sefer Torah Noah, Kaf Noah. So Rashi says, but they couldn't have brought it on Yom Kippur. Rashi apparently holds that there's an issue of Hotzah. You have to know whether it really was an issue of Hotzah on Yom Kippur. Chorah, Mashal points out, Chorah wasn't an issue of Hotzah. There was an Erev and so on. Maybe there's no issue of Hotzah B'chah. But Rashi says, Me'er Yom Kippurim Heviyum Sham. Okay, that also requires more of a beer. Exactly what's this idea? Everyone reads Sefer Torah to show off the Sefer Torah. What's that about? It's also a little bit strange. That's another point. This is human.
Rashi and Sota says, like Gemara Shalasa, could be that there's no issue
with Sota. Right, right. Rashi here says it was before. Okay, so is the Gemara Yuma regarding Yom Kippur's Kriyasa Torah. Yes.
Is the Heder in the reading or in the actual
Sefer Torah? No, in the Sefer Torah. The Ksav was nice. The stomach, that's what it means. It sounds like
no one could see the Ksav except for you.
I guess you got next to you. Next to you. Yes, Daniel.
Wouldn't each person bringing their own Sefer Torah lead to people showing off their Sefer Torah to the friends?
It definitely sounds a bit, at first glance, a little bit requiring an explanation. Mashah, I think, has a different shot than Rashi. Haris Chazus Rabim. I have to remember what the Mashah says. He has a different shot. What does he say? Does anyone remember? He saw it. It has different. I am Pirush Rashi. Shlomar, he says like this, the Mashah. They don't see. There could be people farther away. We see by Hakel for sure if that's the case. A lot of people didn't hear it even. So what happens? They might think he read it all about Peh. Now he didn't. He read Achrimos from Aksav and he read Emor from Aksav. Alkein Kolecha maybe Sefer Torah Imo Laharos Chazus Sochel Sefer Torah Rabim Shegam Kohen Gadol Kori B'Aksav. Okay. Yeah, but it sounds like they did it afterwards. It was afterwards. I mean, he could have had it already to follow along too, but the Lashon of the Braise says, Achakach, Kwecha, maybe. Now, but maybe Rashi says they bought from before, so they had it already. They could have followed inside. It could be.
So maybe the whole thing is before.
The Baharas Chazusa L'Rabim, according to Mashah, is that just like we have a Ksav, he had a Ksav also. He's not reading about Peh. Yes.
Also, I think that Gemara says maybe Sota, and then that's why Rashi over there thinks that it could be like the notion of Sota.
Let's just give a little background. How does this get a concept of Sota? Because Sota has to do with the issue of Sota, Pashas Nasa, right? So there are very interesting inyanim that come up in Dafka, this parak, in the seventh parak. It's a very geshmata parak to learn because you see a lot of interesting inyanim, such as Birchas Kohanim, for example. The Sugya Birchas Kohanim is here because of what the Mishnah refers to as Eilun Amorim B'chol Lashon, a list of things that are said in Natafka Lashon HaKodesh, and the first in that list is Parsha Sota. And then another list, another group, the Eilun Amorim B'Lashon HaKodesh, and then it goes through Mikra Bikurim, Chalitza, Brachos Uklolos, Birchas Kohanim. That's where you get Birchas Kohanim. And it's the Mishnayis that follow are going to explain each of these things that are mentioned. So then you have a number of Vlad and Gemara that are going to go into the particular subtopic that this Mishnah is using in the larger umbrella klal that it's setting up. That's how it finds its way into Masechta Sota. It's a really a self-contained parak. They really go through a lot of interesting inyanim. So in this list of El Neman B'Lashon HaKodesh, you have two things that are juxtaposed, which is Mamash our shir today. It says, U'birchas Kohen Gadol, U'parshas HaMelech. Right? So both of these things are going to be addressed in a subsequent Mishnah. And then what you have, by the way, in the next in the list is Parshas Egla Rufa. And this is what you're going to read if you continue learning Masechta Sota. So you're going to have a parak of Egla Rufa, right? And that's the last parak. And you also have Meshuach Melchama, which is a parak as well. So what you really have in the Mishnayos that follow this Mishnah are elaborations on the details of these things that are mentioned in the groups, in the grouping in this Mishnah, Daf Lamed Beis. So, the Mishnah says, Birchas Kohen Gadol, Uparshas HaMelech. Interesting, the Tosfos Yontif is Medayik. Why does it say Birchas Kohen Gadol and Parshas HaMelech? So that's where he wants to taina that Parshas HaMelech is a Doraisa, to read the Parsha, and maybe Parshas Kohen Gadol is not a real Doraisa. He also wonders, where do you know that it has to be Taka in Lashon HaKodesh? The Gemara doesn't say Menalon on it. So, he says maybe the brachas don't have to be Lashon HaKodesh. Maybe it really is going on the parasha itself, which you're reading the Chumash, you're reading the Torah, so you can't read it in translation. So really, the whole halacha is only on the parasha itself, not on the brachas. Again, even though it refers to this as Birchas Kohen Gadol. So this is another, you have to know exactly what it means. Zakt Rashi on this Mishnah, and then we'll go through the Mishnahs that follow. So Rashi right away gives us a little bit of background. Birchas Kohen Gadol, V'yom HaKippurim, Achar avodas hayom shelufnai v'lufnim, after the avoda of lufnai v'lufnim, hayakorei batorah es haparsha. Now we know what that means. The parsha means achrimos, and what? And ach ba'osar parshas emor, and then balpeh u ba'osar parshas pinchas, u'mevarech shmona brachos kidim first v'masnisin. That's the Mishnah that's going to soon follow in this parak in Sota. Says Rashi, the next Rashi, u'parshas hamelech, Mefarish b'sof pirka v'hi parshas hakel. So you have mamish one next to the other, these two in Yanim that we're now going to discuss one by one. Yeah.
Zoom back, the verse that we put it on, it skips Al Yishalayim.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different nuschos, so that some don't have that in the Mishnah. Again, even though it appears in the text, you have to know how to cheshbon the eight, so something has to end up being deleted, otherwise you have more than eight. So that's a whole tuma with yourselves. You can start in the Mishnayos, you do in the Schos. Exactly. We'll see in the Rambam later, right? What the Rambam had, right? It's not clear which is out and which is in, right? It doesn't explain
Yerushalayim.
So
it's not exactly saying, like, the Rishitas are saying that.
Right, maybe. Right, either there, right, if it's Yerushalayim was in, then maybe something else was not included. You have to know what exactly the brachas were, but you'll see very soon the overlap between Hakel brachas and Yom Kippur. Right. Slichas Avon you're not going to have. But that substitute for that is going to be the bracha of Yontif. So it's Mamish, very, very interesting, right? How Mamish, the same basic pattern of brachas following Kriyas HaTorah was done by Hakel by the Melech. Okay, let's do the two Mishnayos in Sota. So we'll work our way to the Rambam soon. Okay, so you have one Mishnah. This is hard to read. I don't know. Okay, you do the best you could. I have a real Gemara, so you can look up afterwards. Kedai. Yeah. Mishnah Daf Mem Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah. Again, strain yourself a little bit, or just listen Bal Peh, right? I'm reading this. Birchos Kohen Gadol Ketzad. So Rashi explains, B'yom HaKippurim L'achash HaKosa Avodas HaYom, Davodas HaMid Davodas of the Yom Kippur, Kori BaTorah, Kedem Farsh V'Azel, B'Vorch Shmona Brachas. So Ketzad, so listen very carefully. Chazan HaKnesses, Notel Sefer Torah, V'nos Nolo L'Rosh HaKnesses. Does this sound familiar, Rabbi Say? From the same Mishnah in Yuma. This is what the same Mishnah, same words of the Mishnah that appear twice. And so this is in the context of Mishnah Sota because of the Inyan of Lashon HaKodesh. And then the Mishnah Yuma was in Seder Avoda. L'Rosh HaKnesses, Nos Nolo L'Skan, V'Skan Nos L'Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol Omid HaMakabo, V'Kori Ach Mimos, V'Ach Ba'asa, V'Go Es HaTorah, Manicha V'Cheiko, V'Omer, Yes, Mash Shikwes Yavdechem Kosev Kan, Mamish Verbeidem, what we saw, right? U'Ba'asa V'Chabukush Kor Al Pem, and he'd say more than what I read, Kosev Kan, as we see, U'Mavarach L'Shmona Brachos, Ala Torah, now here, again, notice what's not mentioned, Yehuda, Ala Torah, Da'al HaAvoda, Da'al HaHodaya, Da'al Mechilas HaAvon, Ve'al HaMikdash, Ve'al Yisrael, Ve'al HaKohanim, okay. Ve'al Yerushalayim, Ve'ashad Tefillah. So what do you have? Again, we have everything, but the order might be different. But again, something's not counted, right? It says eight. So you have to know what is not counted and what is in. Rashi didn't have Al Yerushalayim here either, right? Or yes, he did. Chenei Yerushalayim. Rashi says, Alator Bracha Shalach Harel. Again, Rashi says only the Bracha afterwards. Ve'alavod Ritzei, Ve'aludah Modim, Abachil Sa'ava Natabachartanu, Shebachosim Melch Moch Besalech. The same as Rashi. This Rashi did give you the paragraph of Velkem Kevasein. The Rashi says Natabachartanu, Ve'alamigdash, Mispala Migdash, Bracha Shebacha Benigdash, Yisrael Mispala Yisrael Chosim Bracha Bocha Bama Yisrael, Ve'chein Al Yerushalayim. Ve'al Shatfil Bugmar Mefarshia. And what do you have in the Gemara? So again, Hashar Tefillah. Let's look at Mem Alfred right before the new Mishnah. Tan Rabbanan Hashar Tefillah Tchina Rina Bakasha Shamcha Yisrael Tefichin Livasha Bechosim B'Shamia Tefillah Mikan Be'Elach. Same thing. The same Brisa is quoted here. Koyach Ve'Achad Maybe Say B'Torah B'Toch Beisel Kori Bov Kol Kach Lama Ba'Azul Chazus Elo Rabbi. Here Rashi says, as Rav Noam pointed out, here Rashi learns that they were able to bring in on Yontif itself for whatever the reasons. Yeah. Now, comes the next Mishnah, Rabbos say. Nam Aleph Amir Aleph. Parshas HaMelech Ketzad. Now we're going to notice the inyan of Kriyas HaTorah of Hakel. Motsai Yom Tov HaRishon. So this is then the Tzukim on Parshas Vayelach. Now, maybe before we start this, let me just read, before I start this Mishnah, let me read you from Atta Konanta. In Amitz Koach, Sho'ag Seder Yom. That's it. Sho'ag Seder Yom. That's the passing reference to the Kriyas HaTorah. In Atta Konanta, more details. Atta Konanta, I happen to have Atta Konanta with a little bit more in the bottom. So, Shav Uba, this is after it was taking the permanent thrust from out, from Shav Uba Ezras Nashim, Achas Yegia Hasor La Midbar, Umivarech Birka Satori Lefaneha, the Kori Bitoras Kohanin, the Parsha Sachrimos, the Achba Osar, the Go Hasevator, Mandicha Becheko, the Omer Yosema Shikarasif Nechem Kasuk Khan, Uba Ashikam Shikun Koral Pe, Umivarech Achareim Shmona Brachos. Al Torah, Ba'al Havoda, Ba'al Ha'oda, Ba'al Mechila Sa'avon, Ba'al HaMikdash, here Yom Yitzhak Yerushalayim, in the Nusach of the Piyut. Ba'al HaMikdash, Ba'al Yisrael, Ba'al HaKohanim, it leaves at Yerushalayim, Ba'al Shara Tefillah. So that's in the Atta Konanta Nusach. Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph. Parshas HaMelech Ketzad. What was Parshas HaMelech? Motsoi Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag. When is this? Meaning the first night of, no, what do we call that? The first night of, no, not the first. The Motsoi Yom Tov HaRishon, first night Chol Moed, right? The first night. When we would normally think about Simchas Beis HaShoeva happening, but this was even a more packed Simchas Beis HaShoeva because you had, you know, leading up to Simchas Beis HaShoeva, you had this major Hakel celebration, right? Motsoi Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag. You have to know how that correlated or affected the normal celebrations. That we had up to Nisach HaMayim in the morning, the Simchat Beis HaShoeva. I don't know. There's something to look into. Maybe Yaderet speaks about it in his contrast, exactly how it stems with the Simchat Beis HaShoeva. But meanwhile, Masri Abdushin Shal Chag B'Shmini, which year? In the eighth year, B'Mosai Shvius. Osin Lo Bima Shal Eitz. They make this big platform out of wood, Ba'azara. Everything has to be derived. What do you know? Bima Shal Eitz. They bring this from Ezra, Nehemiah. There was a Kriyas HaTorah then as well. Who's the Hu Yoshev Aleh? The Melech. The Melech would sit on this big stage, high up, so really gaining this prominence. Chazan HaKnesses, no to Sefer Torah, no snow, Lerosh HaKnesses, Rosh HaKnesses, no snow, Leskan, Leskan, no snow, Kohen Gadol. Sounds familiar, right? Except here, the Kohen Gadol isn't the last one to get it. The Kohen Gadol, and then, Kohen Gadol, no snow, Melech. So again, Chazan HaKnesses, and the Rosh HaKnesses, and the Sgan, and by Yom Kippur was the Kohen Gadol, who read, so now it came to him. Now the Kohen Gadol gets it from the Sgan, the Kohen Gadol in turn hands it to the Melech. V'amelech omed mekavel, he accepts it while standing. The Kore Yosef, he sits. According to God, it sounds like he stood, but the melech sits. Agrippas amelech omad v'kibel, the Kore omed v'sibchu chachamim. Agrippas was the last king in the time of Bayis Sheni, Agrippas amelech, and Chazal praised him for the fact that he stood. And then it says when he got to this pasuk, which is Minoy Melech. Now, what did he read? We haven't seen yet. But he got to this pasuk, which is written in Pasha Shoftim, so he felt very bad because he was technically not, he was from a stock of an Eved, he didn't have the right Yichus. And they told him, don't worry, you are a Chinu, Niker Vachecha. So that's a whole tumul of a Chanifa. We had this? Okay, yes. Okay, that we don't have time to get into. Okay, what does he read? We know what the Kohen Gadol read. What did the Melech read on this night of Chol HaMoed? What did he read? So here, there's a Mishnah, there's Rashi, there's a Rambam, we'll get to some Shinuyim. He didn't read all of Sefer Dvarim. The Kohen Mitchilas Ela Dvarim, that's the words Ela Dvarim, beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Ad Shema. Rabbi Osai, you should know, where Shema, what Parsha? Beschan. So that means you get all Parsha's Dvarim, and most of Veschan. Veschanan has Seres HaDibros in it at Revi, and then he goes past that, and then you get to Shema, which is toward the end, but not, he didn't finish Veschanan. He got till the end of Shema Uvisharecha. So he read all of the Parshas Dvarim until the end of the Parsha of Shema. Then he read Vahayim Shemoah. Rabosai, you know where's Vahayim Shemoah, what Parsha? In Akev. So he skips to Vahayim Shemoah. After he finishes that, Kimer Shemaim Al Ha'aretz. So he read out Shema and followed by him Shemoah. Aser to Aser. Where's that? Re'eh. I know who to turn to. Aser to Aser is Re'eh. We read the Shemini Aseres. That takes us, that Pasha Aser has a bit of Maisus. So he read that section again. How far does it say? And then it says in the Mishnah, Kisachala La'aser. Now that's in Kisavo, because it also connects to clearing house and giving your Maisus. So it doesn't say how much Vasatasa he read. We've seen the Rambam about this. Then Kitzchalasa is in what parsha? Kisavo. That section right after Mikra Bikurim is Vidui Meiser. Uparsha Samelach. Now where's Parsha Samelach? In Shoftim. So according to the way it sounds like in the Mishnah, he's now going back. He reads Parsha Samelach. Then Brachos Uklalos. Where's that? Kisavo. So this is very strong words. Brachos Uklalos, Tochacha, Achigomakor Parsha. Okay. So this is what it says in the Mishnah, what the Melech would read. Yeah. Rashi explains a bit why these things that he read. Rashi says, Ad Shemav Shebeschanu, Shemav Ayim Shemoah, Ad Yedigo Kiskif, and Misham Medal Lasser to Aser, and from there he skips to Kischal Lasser, Ubrachos Ukrolos, and then he goes back to Mafeya and he reads Asima Alai Melech. So according to Rashi, the Parsha Samelech was read after Brachos Ukrolos, because he's already holding Kisavo. So Rashi seems to say that he read Kisachal Laaser, and then he read Brachos Ukrolos, right? And then he goes back and he reads Asim Alamelch after that, because he's holding Kisavo already. So Rashi has it that way. So this doesn't, with Mashma, maybe Parshas Melech was in between. Rashi says it was the other way around. A second. Why these and Yanim? Rashi says, Shema Vahim Shemoa, Kabos HaMachos Shemayim, Kabos HaMitzvahs, like the Moises and Brachis, Brachis the Kloas, Kabos Pisces Shel Torah, Mashmiel Loram Aser Ta'aser, Kischal Aser, Zman Osif, it's Sukkos. So you want people to know that it's time you have to give Maises. Have Rashi's Pimus and Maises. Rashi says, even a Parshas HaMelech is between Aser and Kisachale, you read it together, not to be mafsik the Maisvis. So that's where you jumped over Shoftim. And then Rashi says, Parshas HaMelech, I think he means after the Brachos Ukrolos. Okay, and Rashi talks about the Digo, but we won't get into that now. Yes?
According to the opinion, I guess it's not Mishnah that you would skip back and forth.
So this is the issue. The Kohen Gadol couldn't afford to keep people waiting while he was medaleg more than the amount of time it takes from the Meturgamon. So therefore, from Emor to Pinchas would have been too much of a delay, would have been a lag time. For Melech, it was different. That's what you see. By Melech, the Tichad and Sibura concern did not apply. So therefore, he could be medaleg, and that's not a big deal. That's what you see. Now, the Mishnah continues. Brachos, back in the Mishnah. Brachos, Shekoin Gadol Mevarach Osan, Hamelech Mevarach Osan. The brachas that the Kohen Gadol says after the Kriyas HaTorah Yom Kippur, the Melech would say. But what would be the only shinui? That the bracha that the Kohen Gadol said was the bracha of Atabach HaTanos concluding with what? Mechol Avonoseinu, Melech Mocha V'chsaleach, the middle bracha of Yom Kippur Shemoneh Esrei. And what would be the bracha that the king would say after Hodah? The bracha of Atabach HaTanos concluding with Mekadesh. No, Mekadesh Yisrael, Ben Man. That's what he says. Elish and Osin Shaul Golem Tachas Mechilas Ha'Ava. So that basically the pattern is the same. There was Ala Torah, that was Ala Voda, that's Hodah. There's a Bracha Satorah, let's say the Bracha Chadeha. There was a Bracha of, let's say, Sha'os Chabab Chabir Namo. There'd be a Bracha of Modem Tavshim Chana Hodos. And then there'd be either the Bracha of Atabachatanu of Yom Kippur, Melch Mocha V'Salech, or the Bracha Atabachatanu with Mekhetav Azmanim. And then these other Brachas, of Migdash, Yerushalayim, and so on. And then it's, That's the kikuing of the Mishnah. Rashi says, Shal Regalim, right? The Kaisel Vazmanim, Mevarach Tachas, Brachas Shal Mechilas Av Yom Kippur. Okay, there's details in the Gemara about this, about the details of Hakel. Okay, we'll see a little bit. And then, in terms of what he said, this is it. Now, a couple of things. What was the Sefer Torah? Doesn't say. Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah is Sefer Torah. There's a Rashi in Baba Basra. Interesting. Malcolm. Rashi says in Baba Basra, there's a reference there to something called Sefer Azara. And this is also very much connected to yesterday's parsha. Because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu on Zayin Adar, the last day of his life, it says he wrote a Sefer Torah. According to Chazal, he wrote many Sefer Torah. But there was one particular Sefer Torah that he gave El HaKohen and B'nei Levi. And it says in the Pasuk that we read yesterday, Vayitzav Moshe Salavim, Pasuk Per Gamed Al, Pasuk Chafei, Lo Koach et Sefer HaTorah Zeh, V'samtem Oso Mitzad Aron B'Yis Hashem Elokeichem, V'ayasham B'chol Eid. This Sefer Torah that is complete, again, you have to know how it's complete, what happened to Hazinu, what happened to Zos HaBracha? So this is, Ramban discusses this question. If you look in the Ramban, could be Zos HaBracha was already written, and maybe he wrote it afterwards, but they hadn't done anything with it until he had a chance to add. But this Sefer Torah, he says, what's going to be with it? The Santem Oso Mitzad Aron B'Sashem Olkechem. It should be situated next to where? Next to the Aron. He knows where? Where was the Aron? Kodesh HaKadosh. So Rashi says in Baba Basra, when it mentioned there in the sugya there of Sefer Torah and how it's supposed to be dimensions and things like that, Sefer Azara, so Rashi, Dudaud of Days, Sefer Shekasa Moshe, Ubo Korin Ba'azara. Now where was, see, the Gemara, I didn't mention the Gemara, says in Yom En Sota, where did the Kohen Gadol sit? Where did Melech sit and where did Kohen Gadol read? Both of them were in Ezra's Nashim. That's the area based on Ezra's Nashim. Where you could sit, and the Melech ended up sitting, as we know, that's where it was read. Both Kriyas HaTorahs. We'll see in the Rambam. Sefer Azara, Shekasa Moshe, Bo Korin Ba'Azara, that's Ezra's Nashim, Parsha Samelech Ba'Hakel, the Kohen Gadol of Yom HaKippur. Now, not everybody holds this way. You could say that was a Sefer Torah that they had in a shul. There was a shul there too. Maybe it was his own Sefer Torah. I don't know. A lot of possibilities. There are different shitas. Rashi Amar Mokim Baba Basra says, Moshe Rabbeinu Sefer Torah. What's the obvious question? Where was it? Kodesh HaKadoshim. So when was it taken out? We just went through a whole shir that the Kohen Gadol entered on Yom Kippur three times in the Tefillah Shniyah, and then again for Kafu Machta. Like, so what about the Sefer Torah? They went again? Interesting. I have a Marim Malkam for you, the Rav Yah, and the Rishonim, the Rav Yah. Shubas, Tav Kumsadi Aleph. So someone asked about the Rashi in Baba Basra, Daf Yudalit, that they read Yom Kippur, every Yom Kippur, and also Hakel from this Sefer Torah. He asks, or the person asked him, Eich Chaya Nichnas Kohen Gadol Likro Sefer Torah. It says, Aaron came to the Olam Moed to take out Kafu Machta. doesn't say anything about taking out a Sefer Torah. And that was in Tefillah, that was Tefillah Revius, right? That was after the Kriyas Torah. So he says, if you want to work out Rashi, that Rashi, because he's not even sure Rashi means, he's only Gerson Rashi, Rashi meant the Sefer Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, but if that's what it is, Sarach Lomar, says the Rav Yah, Shekeshahaya Kohen Gadol Nichnas Bekafu Machta, the first Knesa to Kodesh HaKadashim was for what reason? The first Knesa was to bring in the Machta with the Ktoris and to burn the Ktoris if Nai Vilafin. That was the first entry. He says, when he entered the Kafu Machta, Im Yitziyasa Miyad, when he left, he didn't take the Kafu Machta out with him. That was staying there for the fourth Tzvila. But what did he take out with him, says the Rav Yah? No, Chevra, what? He took out HaYemotzi Sefer Torah Lachutz. There's still a few things more to do. He still has to shech the par, and he shechted the par. Okay, so he had to take the dam. Remember, he shechted the par, and they're stirring the par. But he had to bring the dam of the par in, and then he had to shech the sar, bring the dam of sar in. Then he had to sprinkle, and then to mix them together. Okay, and then other. But meanwhile, hayimnachas b'teva mibachutz adzman kriyasoba. So during that entry, the first time, when he finished with the Torah, he took the Sefer Torah out for the Kriyas HaTorah. So he's like the Rav Yah. When did he bring it back? When did he bring it back? What? When he went after the third tefillah, when he did the Elov Elam, was in the third tefillah, Big Dizav, and now comes the fourth tefillah. Vaya nechnas lo tzikafu machta, hayamach nisa imo, umachzirulim koma ba'arim. So that, you have to add something. He the first time he brought it out, and then when he came back to get the Kafu Machta, he brought it back in. No, that takes care of every Yom Kippur. What about Hakel? If you're asking, right? What about Hakel? Listen to this. Ubeshana Shminis Kishai HaMelech Korei. So now he's reading on Motzei Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. Ha'isam Unachas Mibachutz Miyom Kippurim Zeh Ad Yom Kippurim Haba Shushnas Tes. So from this Yom Kippur till next Yom Kippur, it was not in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because you can't go in and out, Stamizay, right? So you have to wait till the next time the Kohen Gadol is going to go in. Right? He's not Aaron. Aaron could go in any time, but we're talking now in the Hamikdash time. So he had to keep it up. Ayamachzira, when? Kishenichnas lozi kafu machta. So it wasn't the same Yom Kippur when he take that machta, it was a year later. Tell it, right? Mamsa, tell it. That's the only time. Then he has another Eitza. Inami ikol meimer dekriyat tzorach avodehi. Therefore, it was mutter. Ata mutter kohen gadol ikanes de'agri tol rikros de'gam zeh b'chol shas avodehi. In other words, it was a heter to go in. Kodesh HaKadoshim, just for this. L'maisa, at the end, he doesn't like Rashi. He doesn't assume even that Rashi even meant it. But he has this way of working it out, that they could have this Sefer Torah in Kodesh HaKadoshim that was available for the Kohen Gadol's Kriyas HaTorah and for the Hakel for the Melech, in which case it was out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim the entire year. That's one suggestion that he makes.
This answers up the clash we had last year with why not just take the Kafu Machta out the first time.
Because you have to be
able to carry both at the same time. Uh-huh. And then you have to go on to all of these things.
Yeah.
I thought we said after he does all the
avoda,
and then he reads.
It's the avoda of the tefillah shniyah. No, you have to go to the seder of the Mishnah. Perek Bala. What just happened now was the sayer lazaza was sent to the midbar. We'll soon see the Rambam together. The sayer lazaza was sent to the midbar. They give word to the Kohen Gadol that the sayer lazaza was sent to the midbar. Now he comes to the Ezras Nashim and he reads. This is all the second tefillah. There's still going to be a third tefillah, and that's going to put back the Big Day Zav. He's going to do Elo ve'El Ha'am, and Mikzas Musaf in Rashi says in Chumash, whatever that is. And then there's going to be a fourth tefillah, and he's going to go back to Big Day Lava, and he's going to go in to take out the Kafu Machta from the first time he went in. And then he's going to go back to Big Day Zav and finish up again whatever is left. Again, we have to put into those points what exactly he's left. So this is all the Avodas Hayom, in other words, a Big Day Lava. is finished now when he's reading the Torah, except he has to get the Kafa Machta out. So that's this juncture in the Seder Avodah. Now we're going to learn Yom Kippur, the Shnayis Yuma, and the Piyot. You'll have a better perspective on exactly when this Kriyas Torah took place. According to Rashi and Baba Basra, it was the Moshe Rabbeinu Sefer Torah of Kodesh HaKadashim. According to other Rishonim, not necessarily. Yeah.
Is this, Hakel or slash reading of the Torah for the Torah and Avodah?
It says it doesn't need to read Big Dibbutz. We started with that Mishnah, right? So, Chorinat. It says he could keep on the Big Dibbutz. That was what we saw in the Mishnah in Yuma. He could put on something else. So it's not exactly an avoda. You're saying, but the Rav Yoz mashma that they took it out, so it's a little bit of a deal that it's called an avoda.
Yeah.
We'll see the Rambam now. Yeah, let's see the Rambam now. Let's see the Rambam. Okay. Yeah.
So if the
Torah
is reading they left it there for the whole year, like outside, what they have to bring it back?
When the next time that someone's entering is going to be the following year. So when he's going to go, not when he's going to Torah, he's got the machta in one hand and the kafti, he's going to go in the fourth time, the following Yom Kippur, to take the kafu machta, so he brings with him.
But then he's going to bring it back out, the Kriya Likon Gadol.
No, that was before. No, the Kriya Likon Gadol was the Tefillah Shniya. This is
right.
The second Tefillah is after the Avodah of the Avodah Sayom and the sending of the Sar Azazel. That is the juncture. So they still had to save the Torah out from the year before. Now, when it typically, let's say it wasn't a Hakel year, right? So what would be, according to the Rav Yoh, he would take it out when he went in for the Torah, he'd come out with the Sefer Torah. When would he put it back? When he had to go back in to take out Kafa Machta, he brought back the Sefer Torah. So now, according to Hakel year, they had to leave the Sefer Torah out. They couldn't bring it back in by the fourth tefillah, they had to leave it for the melech for Sukkot. So now it's out. Nebuch, you can't. No one's going to Kodesh Kodesh until the following Yom Kippur. So what would happen? The following Yom Kippur, the second tefillah, it's been sitting out for the whole year. So now he had it available for the Kriyas Torah by the second tefillah, like it would be if he had taken it out before, and then he puts it back. So that's the Rav Yoh. Again, it's a big chiddush, right? Imagine a whole year the Sefer Torah is not where it should be. Like Mama Shapella, right? That's what he said. That's assuming, according to Rashi, that it was the same Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to be stored in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yeah.
Would it be against the pasuk to leave out the Torah even for a full year? Like, how can
Yeah, I said it's the chiddush. We're both in good company. Yeah, the Samtim also, so, but yeah, for the most part, but. Let's look at the Rambam. Okay, we end with a few Rambams, Mamish Gevaldige Rambams, really to see appreciation of just how the Rambam formulates. The Rambam, separate from everything else, or the Lamdas, just to read the Rambams is itself, it's elevating. Just to hear how the Rambam formulates, halachis, presents them. So we'll go through first the Rambams in Havosim Kippurim, Paragimel, where he describes the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur, and then in Paragimel of Hilchas Chagiga, where he describes Kriyas HaTorah of Hakel. Yeah, David.
Where do we see that when Moshe gave us the Torah, that it has to be kept in
the pasuk in Yashvi's parashah? The Samtim Oso Mitzad Aron B'Sashem Olkechem. That's where you should put it. That is it. That's, if you look at the Mepharshim, I don't have a Sparno. Look at the Sparno, Mepharshim. Why is it there? Both say, learn up the Pasuk. In order that you should know, this cannot be tampered with. This is in a place that nobody can go. The Torah is complete. The Torah cannot be added to or taken away from. This is in a place that only this is the most secure safe you can imagine. Meaning to say, the Torah is eternal. You can't play with it. That's gufa, the message of the pasuk. Mamish, the Mefarshi HaTorah explained it that way. That's gufa why it says, this is where it's to be stored, to know that this is the authentic Torah that was given from this point on, and this is not changing. That's the whole message of why it's in Kodesh HaKadosh.
Maybe we only needed that when we had a Mishkan. Once we had the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't
need
a different Torah.
Sugis and Baba Basra talk about that. There was the Sefer Torah was next to the Shivri Luchas, and there was Munachim Batzad or Munachim De'aron. It's the Sefer Torah was in the Kodesh HaKadosh. The Sugi Stan Babasa, the first parak. And it's based on the Pesukim that we read. Okay, let's look at the Rambam Hilchas Avodah Kippurim. We pick up from, what did I give you, from which halacha on? With halacha Ches, yeah, ches. Okay. So before that, he's talking about the avoda. You can see this is avoda, the second tefillah that we went over last year, right? You can see halacha hey is the achas, and all of that, and the 43 hazayas in total, and halacha zayin achakach mishalech is asoyer hachai biad yeshidim. It's coming. You'll learn this over Yom Kippur during the break or whatever. You'll have these rambams in front of you. You can pick another rambam a little bit more clear. This is the ram halacha zayin. And it describes how the Seles Azza was pushed down, and so on. Halacha Ches, okay? Kevan she'igia Sor la-Midbar, the Sor had now arrived in the Midbar, Eretz Gzeira, Yotza Kohen Gadol le'Ezvas Hanashim le'Kros Bator. The Kohen Gadol goes to Ezvas Hanashim to read. Ubizman Kriyaso, at the time that the Kohen Gadol is reading, Sarfin ha'par ve'asar b'Beis Hadeshin. It was a Beis Hadeshin, that was a special location further away. That's when they burnt the parvus soyer. Lefichach haroa kohen gadol kishehu kore and haroa parvus soyer nisrafin was refusing share bizarre. So the Ram knows this from the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah that we started with today, right? That whoever sees one can't see the other. Halacha tes lashon haramba kriya zu, yeah.
The people that were watching the Azazel go to the midbar.
No, no, no. Not this. There's two things. There's the Sar going to the Midbar, and there's the Sar HaNisrafin. Two separate things.
And I'm saying the people that are there watching to make sure that it goes, and however they get the message back, whatever.
The Mishnais talked that there were these flags that went. They had a certain distance. Another set, another booth. The Ish-Iti would, and then they, when the Sar would reach the Midbar, the Mishnais tell us that they would wave, and
some of them are not there for Hakim, for the reading of the Torah.
Of course not. No, but that's not what we're referring. We're talking about something else here. The people who can be in two places, we're talking about the following. The people who are seeing the Seir and the Par HaNisrafin. Remember, let's keep cheshbon. There's the Seir LaZazel, that was Mechapa for Klal Yisrael, for all Averos. That's the Seir that's shoved down the cliff by the Ish-Iti. That's when that was arrived at the Midbar and the Kohen Gadol got the message, he could start reading the Torah. At the same time that the Kohen Gadol is reading the Torah, something else was happening. The Seir LaZazel had already arrived at the Midbar. Fine. There was a par and seir that were being that the entire rest of the animal was burnt. The dam was sprinkled, right? The par and the seir, Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Kodesh, and then the mixing of the blood, and then the Pesach HaPanimi, right? Those two animals, par of the Kohen Gadol, and the seir LaShem, not the seir LaZazel, seir LaShem, were to be burnt. And go back over after everything. Go back to Psukim. You see, Yotzei Mechutz Mamachane V'Sarfu V'Eishes Al Rosam V'Sbesam V'Spirsham. So somebody, even a non-Kohen, had to take it out to the Beis Hadeshin. So if someone wanted to see that happening, this is not the Sar LaZazel. This is the Sar LaShem together with the Par that were being burnt. They could do that, but they wouldn't hear the Kohen Gadol reading the Torah. Or vice versa. But the Sar LaZazel has something else.
It just seems that there's people all over.
But Seir LaZazel were just people, you know, you're going out mamish to Midbar Yehuda. It's a mamish out of everything. It's away from civilization.
Those people are plotting.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, they're. No one is chayv anyway. It's like you're not a chiyuv. It's an option. Yeah. That Kohen Ranu Hamdan Ba'azara, right? Not everybody was there. Whoever was there. People would like to be there, but it wasn't a chiyuv on the yachid. Zakhtar Rama Vaiter. Okay, that's halacha ches. Test. Kriya zu eina avoda. The reading of the Kohen Gadol is not an avoda. Figach amarza likros vivig dechol levanim. His own, it has to be white, but it could be his own personal garments. Mishalo kore amarza likros vivig dechavan kore shivig dechuna nidnu hanispen. That's the chiddush of Mishnah. Ad shelo b'shas avoda. That's a heter. He can keep that up. Kate said, "Who kore? How does he read? Yoshe beEzra sanashim bechol amdim ufan. Everybody who's there, standing in front of him, and he is sitting." The Chazan HaKnesses, no tell Sefer Torah, but no still Rosh HaKnesses, Rosh HaKnesses, no still Eskan, Eskan, no still Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, Omeid, Umekabel, Omeid, the Kori Achrimos. Now it's interesting, does he standing or sitting when he was reading? First he says he was sitting, Yosheb Ezras Nashim, but then he says Kohen Gadol, Omeid, Umekabel, Omeid, the Kori. Did he sit down after that?
He was sitting before the Torah came, and then he sat up and he ran.
Okay. So first he was sitting, then he stood up to receive the Torah. The Kohen stayed standing. The Kohen Achrimos, Ach Ba'asa Shvarshes Moados, at Sofa Inyan. interesting. So he reads that Sofa Inyan, meaning at the end of the section of Yom Kippur, the Golas is a Torah, Menicha Becheko, Ba'om, Yosem HaShikras, Yifnechem, more than I read to you, Kasim Khan, Uba'asa Shemchom Shabikudim at Sofa Inyan, again, to the end of that section of the Musafim, Koryo Salapet, V'lama Koryo Alpet, V'shein Golan, Sefer Torah, B'tzibur, V'lama Loikra Sefer Acher, the question everyone asked, the Gemara, V'shein Echad Korbish Nisfar, Mishim Pekam Harishim. People shouldn't think the person was an apostle of Sefer Torah. The eighth shikori mivarachet vanel achareha kederach shemivarachet b'yitzak nesis. Rambam says the vanel achareha. What did Rashi say? Rashi left that the vanel after Turi Evan. One note: Turi Evan has a whole verse I read on Yuma has a whole discussion. Why did Rashi say only achareha? What happened to the vanel? The Rambam says both. Here's the Mishnah. But umosif lachareha sheva brachas. So the Rambam, the seven you're adding on top of the one. And what's the one? The one is the Fana'u Acharel, it seems like. Okay. Sheva Brach, the Elohein. Let's see how the Rambam is a little bit different Nusach. Ritzei Hashem Elkeinu, that's Ritzei. Modim Anachnu Lach, that's the Bracha of Modim. Now, how does the Rambam have for the third Bracha of Al Mechila? Selach Lano Avinu Kichatanu, Mocha Avonis Amos Abrachanim. So that's different than Rashi. Rashi learned it's the bracha Avat Bechatanu, which concludes the Mechol Avonis Amos Kippur Maseh. The Rambam has Lach Lano Avinu, Melch Mocha Avonis Amos. A new bracha, different chasima. That's the Ketikna. That's the Ketikna the Gemara is talking about. Umavarach Amigdash Bracha Befnei Atzmo. Yet in Yana, the basic idea is Sheyamud Hamigdash Shechina Betocha. The Mikdash should remain with the Shechina. Yet in Yana. Interesting lesson around. Yeah, in Yana. It has to do with this topic. What does it sound like to you, Rabbi Sarev? What does it sound to you? Do they have a standard Nusach or not? As long as the Chasim is what it is, and the subject matter is this, Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, Igris Moshe, is the guy in the Rambam. In Orachaim Aleph, Simen Lamed Beis, he has an interesting tshuva about different things about Lashon HaKodesh and other things. It's Medayik in the first section, the last paragraph of the Anaf Aleph, Medvam Shalonemba and Mamnusach, like Birchas Hamelach, Birchas Kohen Gadol. You need, when you have a Nusach of Anshin Sadol, you have to use that Nusach. But Lomat Sim Nusach Bar, Bechol Bracha, Mashin Sadol, Rabbi Ikvi Advarim. Vada Yachal Lomar, Bechol Nusach Sherotse, as long as it's the Inyan HaBracha, Kid Isa Lashon HaRambam, Per Gimel, Bershem HaKippurim, Varach Al HaMikdash, Ye In Yana, Sheyamad BaMikdash, Shechina BeTocho. And that's what Rambam means in Per Gimel Chagiga, that we'll soon see. The Chasimos, you can't be Mishana. But the Tochen itself, as long as you're keeping with the theme of that Inyan, you can improvise if you wish. That's Rav Moshe's point in this Lashon HaRambam. Okay? That's the Bracha the Migdash. And what's the ending of that bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem, Shochein B'Tzion. A little bit different than Rashi. Rashi had a different nusach. What is Rashi's nusach? What? No, in the Migdash. The bracha, the chasim of Migdash. Migdash, yeah. Shochein B'Tzion. Interesting. No, Shochein B'Tzion. Umevarach Yisrael, bracha b'nei atzma. In Yano, again, use your own words. The idea being Shoshia Hashem as Yisrael, but Yosem Mehem Melech. The Rambam is giving us interesting information. The inyan of the bracha of Yisrael is that they should always have a Melech. There's a Kohen Gadol davening, but that they should have be saved and have a king to govern. The Chosim Ba Baruch Hashem Habocha BeYisrael. Umevarach Al Kohanim Bracha Fnei Atzma. In Yana, what is it about? Sheyirtza Amokam Maseyem VaAvodasam BeYivarachem Lester Kohanim. Baruch Hashem Mekadosh HaKohanim. What did the Rambam have? On Yerushalayim. That's why you have the eight now. The Achakach Tfila Utchina Verina Bakasha Kefi Mashu Ragil V'Chosei Moshe Hashem Amcha Yisrael Shamcha Yisrael Tzvichem Leivash Abacha Hashem Shemei Tfila. That's the Rambam in Vosim Gimel. Now the Rambam in Chagiga Paragimel. Mitzvahs Asei Halacha Aleph. There's a mitzvah Lahakil Kol Yisrael Nashem Nashem Betaf V'chol Matzoi Shmita Balosem Laregel V'lukos Biazneim Minat Torah Parshios Shehein. Listen how he says it. To read to them Parshios, that their goal is what? Shehein Mizarzos Osan B'mitzvos. That are going to give them Chizuk, right? Umechazkos Yudeim B'das HaEmes. To reinforce Torah. Shenemar, the pasuk in Dayelach that we read, V'chol Yisrael, and so Hakel HaSoam. The Ram continues Halacha Beis, who's Pater, Pater from Re'i, a Pater from Hakel, certain women are Chayiv, Pafer Chayiv, Tamei is Pater. Halacha Gimel. Ema say how you call it. When? The Mosha Yom Tavishan Shal Chag Asukos Shehu Tchilas Yimei Chol Shal Moed Shal Shana Shminis. That would be the first time Chol Moed of the eighth year. That's what we're holding right now. V'amelech, until now I didn't tell you who reads, right? Just says, V'likros. V'amelech hu Sheikov Yaznen. You'll see if you're on your own, the Mitchas Chinuch discusses, is this Ma'akev or not? Where does it say Melech, Rabbi Osei? Did we see in Parshas Vayelech any indication of Melech? We saw the Mishnayis, and Rashi and Chumash says, where does it say Melech? Tikva. So there's a lot of possible answers. Where do you see Melech? Anyone have any idea? Where do you see Melech? Does it say in the Chumash? What?
I heard an idea that
Yeshua the Melech. Maybe. You have to know. Could it be someone else could substitute? Minchas Chinuch, one of the points that he raises, you'll see at the end, I'm not going to go read and start with you, you'll see he has a discussion about this question. He thinks maybe it's not Ma'akev. The Ram says, Melchus Sheyikrav Yaznein. Or Be'ezras HaNashim HaYukorin. Say HaYukorin. They would read. Again, who else read Ezras Nashim? The Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. The Korek is Yosef. The king reads sitting from Karmel Umar. There is a Meshubach. Who did that?
Agrippa.
Agrippa, right. Now, listen to the Rambam, how it's a little different than Rashi. Mehechan hu Korek. So, mitchilas chumash el advarim, atso parsha shema, so far, we can serve the Mishnah. Umedaleg v'hayim shemoa. Umedaleg aser ta'aser, in parsha re'ei. Now, listen to the Rambam. The Korim me'aser ta'aser al haseder ad sof brachos of klolos ad until the words milvad habisa shakar sitam b'chor v'posik. So for the Rambam, no dilok here. You're going from aser to aser in re'ei, finishing pashas re'ei, kivikas shenasan lach, and then you're going straight into shoftim, the entire pashas shoftim, and then straight through Orb Kiseitse, all those mitzvahs of Kiseitse, okay, Mizaris and B'mitzvahs. And then into Kisavo, Bikurim, right? It wasn't, Varashi, Aser to Aser, went right into Kisachar Laser, and Brachos of Kolos, you go back to Brachos to Parshas HaNach, but I'm a different Gersa. So then it's Aser to Aser, straight through until the end of the Tochacha, Uposik.
Yeah. I was going to ask about the nature of using the Ezra Sebastian, and Where would the woman be? And also, why was there like an
Ezra Nashim? Ezra Nashim had four rooms. If you look at Mishnayos and Midos, they describe it. Ezra Nashim was an area, if you see any diagram of the Beis HaMikdash, you'll see. The Ezra Nashim was an area of the Azara where it was technically not the same Kedusha of the Azara itself, of the Ezra Kohanim, where the Mizbeach was, and so on, Ezra Yisrael. There is different levels of Kedusha going up. If you look in the first parak in Kalim, the second half of the first parak, it's called Eser Kedusha saying. So each level, the higher the Kedusha, the more restrictions are in terms of who can enter. So the highest, of course, is what? Chodesh HaKadoshim, only the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah goes through this area, this person can enter, this category can enter, starting from further out, and then going, working your way in. So Ezra's Nashim, Ezra's Yisrael, the different levels. And in the Dalach is you can't sit in Ezra's in Azara, but Ezra's Nashim is permitted to sit. There are four rooms, each one had different rules. Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that's the Mishnah, the Gemara of Sukkah, right? That they created a tipun, it's called Ezra's Nashim, that used to be that there was Taroves, and then they created a tikun. The tikun God there was, that they had a balcony, and the women were above. So it's called Ezra's Nashim because of that which they made a tikun, that the women be on the balcony. So it's called Ezra's Nashim. That's really why it's called that. Yeah, you're late.
According to the Rambam here in
Hilchos
Megillah, does he start with
Devarim
and
Tilshma? Yes, from Tilshma. Yeah, he says that. Ad so parsha shma. Tul v'sharecha. That's clear. That was same as Rashi. Then you jump to him, Shema, same as Rashi. The only difference is, according to the Rambam, you start Aser to Aser, and you went straight till the end of Brachos of Kolos, till came at the end of Kisavo, and that was it. So you didn't have any diluk at that point. You went straight. Ketzer Ukore, let's do a little more here. I want to get to the end of this parak. Very beautiful things. Ketzer Ukore, token b'chatzotzos b'chol Yerushalayim. You had blowing with chatzotzos, kedei lahakil sa'am, umviyim bima gedolam, they brought a big stage, b'shalei tzayisa of wood, umamidim osa b'emsa ezras nashim. This big stage was set up in the middle of Ezra's Nashim, v'amelech oleh v'yoshiv aleha. The king would be going up on the stage. and would sit there. Kedei sheyishmu kiryasa. Why? So his voice would carry, people would hear. Not everyone's going to hear. We'll see you see soon. But at least now is a better chance that his voice would be audible and would carry. The Kol Yisrael ha'olim lechag miskapsim seviva. We can imagine throngs of people gather around the melech. Bechazana Knesses, Noto Sefer Torah, Nosen Rosh HaKnesses, Rosh HaKnesses, Nosu Iskan, Iskan, who is calling God, we're calling God, Lamelech, Kedei Lahadro, Berobin Yadin, to make it show kavod with many people involved. Bamelech Mekabo, Kishu Ome, Vimarsa, Yeshev, Uposeach, he opens up the Sefer Torah, Veroe, Mivarech, Kederach, Mivarech, Kol Kori, Betobes HaKnesses, so he made a bracha, Shebracha Banu, the Koria Parshis Shamarnu, that we just said, Achul Gomer, until he finishes. Must have taken a good half hour or whatever. Depends how quickly he leaned, but a lot of parashas to cover, right? The Golel, Umivarach Achareha, Kedash and Barkham Bate Knesios, meaning Ashenas on Torah's Emes, right? So that was around. Umosef Sheva Brachas, the Elu Hain, Ritse Hashem Okem Bamcha Yisrael, Ritse, Umodim Anach Nulach, now. That's consistent with Rashi, but what was different was the Yom Kippur one, right? That's the normal. Again, whatever, you use your middle, fill in what you want in the middle, but same as the Kohen Gadol. Hamishis mispala Yisrael shetamud malchusam. We saw that in Rambam in Avodah Shem Kippurim that they should have a melech. The chosibah mekayeh habocha biYisrael. Shishis mispal al kohen sheyirtzah kel b'avodasam. Again, use your own nusach if you need to. But the ending v'chos mekayeh kohanim shvius mischanein umispalalba. You beg kifi masha who asked kifi masha uya or of the Rambam kifi masha uyachol as he could. Hakriya veHabrachos, the Lashon HaKodesh. The Furish, the Rambam learns that everything is Lashon HaKodesh. The Brachos, the Kriya, this is the Mishnah in Sota. Shenema Tikras HaTorah Zos. The Rambam had a Zerusakosuf. Tikras HaTorah Zos, the Lashona. Even though there, you know, there might be some way translated. The Geirim, now it says the Geirach HaShev B'Sharecha in the Pasuk. Which Geirim are we talking about? So Pasha Pshat is Geirit Tzedek, but they don't necessarily know the language. The Ibn Ezra has a Pshat in the Pasuk, it's Geirat Hoshav, because he might be misguided completely, very big chidush. Pasha Pshat, Geirach HaShev B'Sharecha, it says in the Pasuk, Hanashim to the Geiracha is a Geirat Tzedek. The Ram says they don't necessarily know the language. Chayavim Lahachin Libam Lahakshiv Aznam, their mitzvah is still to pay attention, B'Lishmoa Be'ema, the Yira, this is amazing language. The Gila, the Ada, Kiyom, Shenitna Bo B'Sinai. What is this all about? What does it all come down to? What is the essence of Hakel? To pay attention, to listen with awe, with fear, with joy, but trembling. Like, the, it's a reenacting of what? Of Matan Torah. Afilu Chachamim Gedolim. Sheyodim koa Torah kula. They know the psukim backwards and forwards in their sleep. They know it all. They know all the Torah shel peh on those psukim. Chayavim lishmoa bekavana gedola yisera. Tremendous focus. Amazing, right? Umish eni yochel lishmoa. Now, if he's a cheresh, he's pater. So what does he mean, eni yochel lishmoa? Why? Why? Lecha mishnerei teaches it. What does he mean, eni yochel lishmoa? He's far back, so he doesn't care. There's no microphone. They can't have a microphone, or they didn't have it, or you can't have it. A good shayla, what would be? But may I say he's too far away to hear, or he's hard of hearing, not cheresh, but hard of hearing, so he can't hear. Mechaven libo l'kriyazu. He still pays attention just to be there and to connect and know that that words are coming out of the mipi amelech. Shelo kva akasav. The point of the pasuk is lechazek. Das ha'emes, like the one I used the lesson before. The yira, listen to this. The yira atzmo. He should imagine himself ki'il ata nitztaveba, as if he's now being commanded with all these mitzvahs. Remember, Ov Kiseitze was being read. It's not just stam. That's just selected mitzvahs. It's chizuk. It's mitzvahs. Umipi agvura shoma. Shamelech shliach hu lashmiya deveyakel. It's an incredible language of the Rambam. Just to mamish end, I'm not going to read the Minchas Chinuch with you, but look at the Chinuch. They asked, and this is Kedai again for yourselves. This is not for Yom Kippur reading, this is for Sukkot reading, okay? Tough base, good base. You'll hear more about this, I'm sure.
What?
You can give your own shir on it if you want. So you can tell the rabbi you want to give a little bit of a mini shir on Hakel. You have a little Maamar Kolmos already ready. So in the Chinuch, it's Daveinu Sheyikar Am Yisrael Kol Menashe Nosh Metaf Yisrael Si Mitzvah Hakel Mishar Shei HaMitzvah. Okay? Paragraph number 2. Yeah, in the Minchas Chinuch, you'll see a lot of interesting diyukim. We won't get into that. Mishar Shei HaMitzvah says the Chinuch in his own beautiful language. Shekol Ikran Shel Am Yisrael Hiya Torah. What is the essence of who we are? Torah, Uba, Ipardu, Mikoma, Veloshon. What makes us unique and different from every other nation? We are Zochin, Chai, Ad, Tainug, Nitzchish, Ein, Lamala, Himena, Benevram. To have the ultimate bliss is Torah. Alkein, Beyoz, Ko, Ikaran, Ba, Roy, Shi, Ikaru, Hako, Yachad. It's only fitting that they should all gather together, Bizman, Echem, Bizman, a particular time. Lishmoa dvarel, to hear its words, b'liyos hakol yotzei b'tochkom, that the world should be, the sound should be proclaimed with everybody. Anashim v'nashim v'taf, leimor, mo hakibbutz harav hazeh shenitzkavatz lo yachad kohanim. Why are we all assembled here? And what's the answer? B'tiyah tshuva, lishmoa divrei haTorah, to hear words of Torah. Shehi kol ikareinu v'hodeinu v'tefet. That's everything that we stand for. That's our essence. That's our pride. The Avomi Tokach is going to create a buzz. The Avomi Tokach is Saper Begodeshvacha, the whole Erica. It's going to create quite a commotion. People are going to begin to talk about the beauty of Torah. The Achnisu HaKol Belibum Cheshka. They'll create a connection and a Cheshek. The Macheshek, but with that, Yilmadu Ladasus Hashem, Vyisku Latova, Vyismach Hashem, Vimasav, Kinin Shekasa Befesh, Vizosa Mitzvah, Luman, Yilmadu, as it says, Vyaru Es Hashem. Goes on with some of the details, Medina Mitzvah, as you can see, many of these things taken from the Rambam. And therefore, we can be Zoche, even if we don't have Hakel, maybe Sheikh will come before. If not, there'll be a Zeche, the Hakel of whatever nature. We know what the essence of Hakel is all about, and we see fascinating parallels between the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, and the Hakel, the appreciation of what, again, how wearing a sugya together. Again, we didn't do every little nuance of a detail, that could be for yourself. But meanwhile, you have what to work with. Yishma Chacham, Yisrael, Kach, everybody. Wonderful day.